Bow down, bow down, bow down. If you want the Lord.
Praise the Lord, may God bless you, and welcome to The Word Restores. This broadcast is an outreach ministry of prayer, praise, and preaching from New Bethel Missionary Baptist Church, Detroit, Michigan. Our senior pastor is Reverend Dr. Robert Smith Jr. We invite you to join us as we ask God's blessings on this broadcast, entering into His gates with thanksgiving and into His courts with praise. We are truly thankful unto you, Lord, and we bless your holy name. In Jesus' name, amen.
Don't you want Lord to help me?
First, let us prepare our hearts to receive the Word of God. New Bethel's own minister, John Brooks, leads us into ministering to the Lord in song.
Your only son, no sins too high. Let you have sinned Him from your side, to walk upon this guilty side, and to become the Lamb of God.
Yeah. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, Lamb of God.
Yeah.
Sweet Lamb of God.
Yeah.
I love you, Holy Lamb of God. Wash me in your precious blood. My Jesus Christ, sweet Lamb of God. Your gift of love they crucified, they mocked and scorned Him as He died. Your humble King, they named Him a fraud and sacrificed.
Thank you, Lord.
The Lamb of God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Your gift of love they crucified. They mocked and scorned Him as He died. Your humble King, they named Him a fraud sacrifice, Lamb of God.
Church,
I was so lost. I could have died.
But Jesus drawn me to his side
to be led by his staff and his rod
until I become
a Lamb of God. Oh, Lamb of God, sweet Lamb of God, I love you, holy Lamb of God. Watch me in, watch me in, watch me in. Your precious blood, my Jesus Christ, the lily of the valley, the rose of Sharon, Mary's little bitty. Mary's baby. Ooh, oh, oh, oh. You're the shepherd of my flock, the one I belong to. I totally leave to submit myself to you. Oh, 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 oh. Sweet Lamb, sweet Lamb of God.
How good the Lord is.
He is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Amen. And now, let us join Pastor Smith as he guides us through the parable of the sower, the seed, and the soil. S-S-S. The key scripture is taken from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 8, verses 4 to 15. Reading Luke's account from today's New International Version. While a large crowd was gathering and people were coming to Jesus from town after town, he told this parable. A farmer went out to sow his seed. As he was scattering the seed, some fell along the path. It was trampled on and the birds ate it up. Some fell on rock, and when it came up, the plants withered because they had no moisture. Other seed fell among thorns, which grew up with it and choked the plants. Still other seed fell on good soil. It came up and yielded a crop 100 times more than was sown. When he said this, he called out, "Whoever has ears to hear, let them hear." His disciples asked him what this parable meant. He said, "The knowledge of the secrets of the kingdom of God has been given to you, but to others I speak in parables, so that though seeing, they may not see, though hearing, they may not understand." This is the meaning of the parable. The seed is the word of God. Those along the path are the ones who hear, and then the devil comes and takes away the word from their hearts, so that they may not believe and be saved. Those on the rock are the ones who receive the word with joy when they hear it, but they have no root. They believe for a while, but in the time of testing, they fall away. The seed that fell among thorns stands for those who hear, but as they go on their way, they are choked by life's worries, riches, and pleasures, and they do not mature. But the seed on good soil stands for those with a noble and good heart who hear the word, retain it, and by perseverance produce a crop. Let us join Pastor Smith as he urges us to check our soil. This sermon is entitled, The Sower, the Seed, and the Soil. S-S-S. Here is Pastor Smith.
So he's talking about S-S-S. Shake hands with somebody else and say he's talking about S-S-S. We're talking about the sower, the seed, the soil. The sower, the seed, the soil. We're talking about the sower. In Luke chapter 8, verses 4 through 15, Jesus gives a parable of the sower going out to sow seed. Some fell on stony ground. Some fell in the brama. Some fell in the hardened pathway. And some fell in good soil and bought fruit because it made root. Some fell in the beaten pathway. The birds picked it up and ate it. Some fell on the stone and had no root, and so it withered and tumbled. Some fell in the briar and brama and got choked to death before it could do anything by the briar and brama. But some fell on good soil. The sower, the sower. If the problem is not the sower, and not the seed, it must be the soil. If there is no fruit, but the sower is all right, the seed is good, and there's no fruit, it's got to be the soil. I wish somebody could hear me. Somebody born in a family of 10, 12. But it's just like with Jesus and the 12 disciples. Now, everything that Peter heard, Judas heard it. I wish I could get a witness here. Everything that Matthew heard, Thomas heard it. But yet, they turned out so different because of the soil. Can I get a witness here? Yeah. Peter becomes the great church leader, Judas hangs himself. They saw the same miracles. They heard the same messages. So it must be the soil. Oh, you've seen it in your own household. Children eat from the same table. Got the same mom and daddy. Hear the same thing. See the same thing. Have same opportunity. One be a medical doctor and a lawyer. The other one in prison. It must be the soil. Huh? If it's not the sower and it's not the seed, it must be the soil. Turn to somebody and say, check your soil. Turn to somebody else and say, check your soil. Yeah. The Bible said the sower gets up, he gets his sack of seed, and he goes out to sow. Doesn't really have such a hard job, but he can't be lazy, can't be trifling. I wish somebody could hear me. Help me, you know. Sometimes as preachers, we just want to dress up and set up. Huh? Amen. I mean, somebody have to tell us, shut up. Huh? Because we're just lazy and trifling. He's got to get up. Huh? Listen, nothing comes to a sleeping dog but fleas. I wish somebody could hear me. I wish somebody could hear me. While you complain about what you don't have, Think how many of the 24 hours of the day you spend sleep. So a lot of people just envy, jealous, grudgeful hearted, hate everybody who got anything. Amen. You don't know what that person doing. You don't know how hard they working. Huh? But you want to sleep. Amen. All night and half the day. Get up. The sower got to get up. Then when he get up, conjures he got to get out. Huh? Amen. The reason some preachers don't never preach on nobody knowing. People say, why go to the convention? Why be in the association? Why be in the minister's club? Don't nobody know you. Huh? Many of the opportunities you get is just because somebody know you. Somebody met you. Huh? And it doesn't take people long. Well, you know that for yourself. When you meet somebody, Earl, right off the bat, you already decided you like them or you don't. Help me now, help me. Help me now, right off the bat, you done decide. You can meet somebody that just like you, give you opportunity. You know, but you got to get up and get out. Listen, any human being wrapped up in themselves makes a small package. And there are a lot of little bitty people because they're so wrapped up in themselves that the only thing they know is me, myself, and I. Can I get a witness here? When you everything and ain't nobody else nothing, Lamar, you're going to wind up by yourself. And no man is an island. Every man to be something got to connect to other folk. Get up. Get out. But now when he goes out of turning maze, he's got something. He's got a sack of seed. That means he's prepared. Attorney Mays didn't become a federal prosecutor because she just got up one day and said, I wish, I hope. Huh? She prepared. She stayed up a whole lot of nights with her head in a book when her friends were out partying, having a good time. Huh? She stayed up a whole lot of nights when others told her not to, it wasn't necessary. But she knew what it took for her. Can anybody hear me? Listen, you can't go by what it takes for others. Huh? You got to find out what works for you. You know, Miss Smith, she told us she had a knee replacement. But it looked like to me she must have slipped and had bariatric. You know, she done lost about 40 pounds. And she be trying to mess me up. Because I'm not going to let her leave me. She got up this morning. Look at this dread. Look at this. I said, look at this. Look at this. I can pull these pockets together. And she been fussing at me because I don't want to leave me. I got a thing, don't eat 3 days. Eat only the four. She said, you can't do it like that. That ain't how you do it. You can't starve. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I said, look, I'm doing what worked for me. You do what worked for you. You got to find out what works for you. Huh? A lot of kids flunk out of college, bow tie, trying to keep up with somebody else. When I was in schools, they said, you going to study for that? I ain't studying. I said, yeah, I'm studying for it. You going to study 3 days? Yeah, I'm studying 10 days necessary. If you can pass, just reading it one time, pass. But I got to read it 10 times, upside down, sideways, and backwards. Amen. Ain't no need of getting a cheat sheet. You ain't going to learn it by heart. You got to learn the whole sheet by heart. That's what you got to do. Amen. Y'all say amen. Y'all cheated too. How good the Lord is. You got to prepare. You can't get up to my Lord gonna give me what to say. He'll bring all things to your remembrance. That's re. Re means you've had it one time. He'll bring it back up to you again. But if you ain't putting nothing in there to remember, he gets a sack of seed. He's gathered a seed and put the seed in the sack. When he go out, he's got seed to sow. If you don't put nothing in, you don't get nothing out. Can anybody hear me? Can anybody hear me? Shake hands with somebody and say, he preaching. Shake hands with somebody else and say, God knows he preaching. All right. Yeah. All right, you can go and tell him the truth, but I hope he don't preach much longer. He goes out to sow. Now, sometimes he adds a little something to the sowing, but the important thing said is to get it out the sack and on the ground. He might develop some kind of technique. You know, some are high throwers, some throw even, some throw low, but it's whole, you know, it's like bowling. My grandson Joshua, he loves to baptize, he loves to shovel the snow. He'd be around here. He was out there with the men. I said, your daddy catch you out here, you're going to be tore up. But every time I look around, he done slipped out there. And the same thing about baptism. He asked me every time, he said, we got anybody baptized? But he loves the bowl, too. And when I got in town the other day, I wanted to take him bowling. His daddy already had him bowling, or he already had his daddy bowling one. But I tell him, the key thing is get the ball on the line and get it to the center pin. You know, everybody trying to do the same thing, hit that center pin. Now, some guys, they put what you call English on it and spin and make it just twist all around. That's what LaJuan does. But the result's the same. Get it down there. So different sowers got different techniques. I remember the late, great Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Whenever you talk, he had a normal voice. But whenever he got up to the mic, something happened. He'd get a thing they call the holy wine. He said, we're gathered here today. I'm trying to tell you. So what happened to his voice? That's just his technique. He's getting it over to you. So the whole thing is to get it out. You can have different styles and technique, but the key is, are you making the point? Can people clearly understand what you're talking about? The sower is all right. There's nothing wrong with the sower. Now, you don't want to go to hell trying to make the sower, yeah, your excuse. The soul can be a whore. The soul can be a punk. The soul can be a drunk. The soul can be anything because you ain't learning him. You're learning the message. He's not your savior. What he's preaching, that's your savior. Can anybody hear me? When you look in the Bible and look at the 36 major characters of the Bible, God uncovered every one of them. Come to Bible class, you'll see it. Come to Sunday school. I wish everybody here was in Sunday school. Shake hands with the person next to you. Say, please come to Sunday school. Shake hands with another person. Please come to Sunday school. The message will be much better to you. But let me just give you one example. Noah did everything God told him. Everything was to perfection. But God wouldn't leave it like that. He let us know after Noah had done everything right, he got drunk. Huh? He got drunk. He got naked. Some say he went into an incestual relationship. Now, God didn't have to have those last chapters in there. But God wants us to know, ain't nobody reverend. You call him reverend. That's your business. The Bible tell you, call no man reverend. You can't be disappointed in somebody you didn't expect nothing of. Huh? I try to tell ladies, don't be fussing at your husband, about your old cheater. You ain't no good. You this. Once he done decided that's your mindset, he figured he ain't going to disappoint you. That's it. You at least want him to feel you'll be disappointed if he mess up. Tell him, say, I know you love me. I know you don't want nobody but me. It'll kill me if you have somebody else. But if you just tell him, I know you ain't doing nothing out there but running around, messing up, cheating, lying. Well, you know, people really think I just be talking off the top of my head. Here's the Bible. And some of you caught it right quick because you remember your lesson in Matthew 25. When the man with one talent said to the Lord, I know you ain't no good. I know you hard and reap what you didn't. So I know, so I didn't try to get you nothing else. No argument back from the Lord. He didn't say, no, I'm very fair. Don't you see the man who had five, I gave him five more. The man who had three, I gave him three more. Two, I gave him two. He didn't say that. He said, okay, give me what you ain't got. All right. Amen. Brother Lee, sometimes you speak your own punishment. Huh? All right, I'm closing. But the seed is good because the seed is from the beginning. The seed is the word of God. The seed is God himself. The Bible says, in the beginning was the word. The word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him. Without him was not anything made that was made. And the word became flesh and dwelled among us. Not many believed in him, but to them that believed, he gave power to become the sons of God. There's power. There's power. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, there's power in the word. You get the word sealed, you got it. Yeah. You get the word, you got all you need. Yeah. We done got so sophisticated and educated now, we can't go along with that thing where it says Christ is the answer. But I'm going to tell you right now, Christ is the answer. I don't care what kind of problem you're having. I'm going to tell you right now, he is the answer. Yes, he's all in all. Yes, he's everything. Yes, what you need, God's got it. Yes. Now people want you to talk about romance and finance. Just get Jesus. You'll get it right. Huh? We started this movement some years ago where they had people cutting up credit cards and throwing away this and that and having all these financial sermons and romantic sermons and relationship. You preach Jesus, you preaching it all. Huh? Because the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. I got to close. There's nothing wrong with the soil. There's nothing wrong with the seed. It must be the soil. The problem is, the soil has not been made ready. Yeah. Because no man can come to Jesus unless drawn by the Father. The reason you are saved is not because you found him, but he had already found you. And you acknowledge you've been found by him. I wish somebody could be my witness. You didn't save yourself, but something got a hold to you. You didn't wake up yourself. Something woke you up. You didn't turn around yourself. Something turned you around. You didn't stop yourself. Something stopped you. You just found yourself saying, Nero, my God, to thee. You just found yourself saying, just as I am, I come to thee. You didn't straighten yourself up. Sister Key, you just told him, Lord, yeah, here I am. A wretch undone, Lord, here I am. I came to Jesus as a weary, wounded, and sad, but I found in him. Glory, hallelujah. I found in him something whiskey couldn't do for me. I found in him something drugs couldn't do for me. I found in him some promiscuous sex couldn't do for me. I found in him a resting place. I used to couldn't sleep at night. I would be up all night trying to find satisfaction. But since I've been with Jesus, he rocks me to sleep at night. He wakes me up early every morning. I found in him a resting. Glory, hallelujah. The soil got to be made ready. Now, unfortunately, little David is born up here in the concrete and asphalt. Yeah, most of y'all, matter of fact, probably born in the concrete asphalt jungle. But I want you to know, it wasn't always that stuff out there on the ground. It's something under that asphalt, something under that cement. Yeah. The soil has to be made ready. When I was coming up in the early 50s, I would go to my father's home in Wilcox County, Alabama. And my granddad is what you call a sharecropper. And when the slaves got out, they had about 8 good years, and the folk thought about it, and they introduced something called reconstruction. It's us done tore the South up, we got to reconstruct it. What that meant is we got to find a way to contain these people we done freed. One of them already done got to be a governor in Virginia. Another one has got to be a senator. Many of them in the House of Representatives. We got to get them back in their place. So they introduced something called sharecropping. They said, forget about the 40 acres and the mule, because we ain't got 40 acres unless we take them from somebody else. And if the man had 800 slaves and he only had 400 acres, you couldn't give everybody 40 acres and a mule. So they come up with sharecropping. And my granddaddy, that's one step from slavery. He was a sharecropper. He worked all year long. And at the end of the year, he couldn't take his crop in. Mr. Youngblood, who owned all the land and all the houses and the general store, he gave you the plow, gave you the mule, gave you the seed, and it was his land. And you farmed it. And every year he would say, Caesar, you almost came out. He said, I tell you what I'll do. I'm going to give you $90. But I'm going to give you some new land, which means harder work. Because you got to clear the land and ready it for planting. Now, the first thing you would do, you have to burn it off. Get rid of the briar and the bramble. The next thing you do, you clear the timber. The next thing you do, you got to pull up all the stumps, the roots. And you've never, oh, Brother Boynton, if you just ever see oxen pulling up roots. If you have a regular horse, when he get to a stump, gets widespread deep roots, he'll stand there and pull and sweat till he fall dead. He's just like a thoroughbred horse on the track. If you don't stop him, he'll just run till he fall dead. You have an old mule, the mule will try for a minute. Then he'll look back at you and say, time for lunch. They said mules ain't got no sense, but I don't know. That mule, he go, oh, no, this ain't coming up. You said, no. You pop him again. Skip, skip. He look back at you and say, what's wrong with you? But now if you got oxen, if you can go up to Mr. Youngblood and get two oxen, and you tie them together, and you put them in front of that stump, and put the plow under the stump. The oxen, unlike the horse or the mule trying to step up, but those long legs lose the energy in the process. But the oxen with his little short leg, he doesn't try to step up. He just get his partner, and they start leaning forward. And the more they lean forward, the closer their knees come to the ground. And when their knees hit the ground, the root come up. Sometimes it pop like a shotgun. But I'm going to tell you, down on your knees, if you get your praying partner, you can get some things done that you can't get done by yourself. When you can't see your way standing up, get somebody and go down on your knees. Husbands and wives that pray together can stay together. Get down on your knees with somebody and call on the Lord. He said, where two or three gather together in my name, ask what you will. You clear the ground. And then you turn the soil. And now it's ready for penetration. Because the seed can't stay on the soil. It's got to go in the soil. Sometimes you wonder why God sent rain in your life. It's because you've gotten too hard for the Holy Ghost to penetrate you. He's dropping seeds on you, but they can't go in because you got too hard. But when the rain comes in your life and soften you up, when the rain, when storms come in your life and get your attention, the seed can go in, take root, and bring fruit. I thank God. I thank him for the virgin birth. I thank him for the Galilean ministry. I thank him for healing the sick. I thank him for raising the dead. I thank him for making the blind to see. I thank him for dying on Calvary. I thank him for getting up Sunday morning. But most of all, I thank him for going back to the Father. And now he's standing at the right hand of the Father. He sees, he knows everything I need, and he'll tell the Father, turn over the soil. He'll tell the Father, send the rain, soften the soil, because he knows wish somebody here could get me. The reason he can tell the Father, he's been where you are. He knows what you're feeling. He's been betrayed. He's been denied. He's been tempted in all things. And he can tell the Father, turn, turn the soul. God bless you. God bless you. Doors of the church open. Go out and find somebody. Go out and find somebody. Go out and find somebody.
We pray you have been richly blessed by this message and encourage you to take a look at your own soil. Has your soil been made ready? Is it still hard? Is it still stony? Or is it soft enough and ready to receive the seed, the word of God? Amen. And now, as we begin to close this broadcast, let us join New Bethel's own Sister Letitia McGee as she asks us this question. Is your all on the altar?
For sweet peace and for faith to increase, you have earnestly you can not have rest. Oh, be perfectly blessed. Oh, until all on the sweet rest. Oh.
And now for a final word from Pastor Smith.
The church started out with a great mission. That was abolition. Get our black sisters and brothers out of slavery. And it worked. Prayer, preaching, raised an army for people that didn't have an army and would not stand up and fight themselves. And God made brothers turn against brothers, and yeah, father against son, and one put on a blue coat, the other put on a red coat, and they killed each other by the thousands to free black people from slavery. Well, after slavery, of course, the church's mission was to educate, so we started all our black colleges and whatnot, and we had great definition at the time, and we knew we had to get ourselves ready to transition out of slavery into a people. We wanted to know how to walk, how to talk, how to dress, how to present ourselves, and the church did a tremendous job in this for many years. When we got to the turn of the century and got in the 1900s, of course, and we thought we really had all of that covered, we start fighting what we call Jim Crow. And the church's mission was to end segregation and the injustices that were put upon people just because of the color of their skin. They couldn't drink from this water fountain, couldn't go to that school, couldn't eat in that restaurant. And the church fought that with great resilience, fighting Klansmen and hangings and all that kind of stuff. And after that, we got the voters' rights. The church's job was to get us into voters' rights, and Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. led that. And it was perhaps his greatest achievement. Sometime I think integration may have been the wrong thing, but certainly voters' rights was the right thing and got us all these powerful black politicians across the nation. But after this, the church was without definition. And so we've been kind of wondering, and new stuff has come along. And the main thing I think is caught on now is called TV preaching. And unfortunately, there are many things that's not happening because you've got to be managed by the clock. But I think New Buffalo's on its way to great days as we try to read the tea leaves, stay prophetic, stay biblical, stay in the Word, and God's going to shape us to be the church that's the salt of the earth, light of the world, to sit on the hill that can't be hid.
Trust in God. Wherever I may be upon the land or on the raging sea, though come what may, from day to day, my heavenly Father watches over me. He makes the road an object of his care. He got the eagle through pathless air, and surely he will remember me. My heavenly Father watches over me. He watches over. He watches over. He watches over. Anybody here feel watched over? He watches over. Can anybody here feel the light from the lighthouse? He watches over. Hey! 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 watches over. And he watches over. It's got to be Jesus. It's got to be Jesus. He watches over. He watches over. Why don't you look somebody in the eye, take him by the hand and tell him, he watches over. He watches over. It's got to be Jesus. Rocked me to sleep last night. Woke me up early this morning. He goes out with me. He comes in with me. He's in and out and out and in, and he watches over. He watches over. Hey! 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 He watches over. He watches over. Why don't you stand on your feet, put your hands in the air, and say, thank you, Jesus. 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 Somebody ain't said nothing yet, so maybe you better say it for them. Thank you, Jesus. 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 He watches over. He watches over you. Bless you, bless you.
I got my for Jesus all of my days. Oh yeah, I know in order to win this fight, I got to give God all the right. I got a mind to live for Jesus all of my days.
You know, in John chapter 6, verse 44, Jesus said, no man can come to me except the Father which had sent me draw him, and I will raise him up at the last day. Is the Lord drawing you to him? If you felt the Lord drawing you to him and you are ready to receive him, please pray with me. Lord Jesus, I have heard your call. I am a sinner. Please forgive my sins. I truly believe that you died for my sins. I truly believe that God raised you from the dead, and you now live with him, our Father, in heaven. I need you, Jesus, to come and live in my heart. Thank you, my Lord and Savior. If you prayed, you were saved. But this is just the beginning of the journey. Let us help you. Let us walk with you. In the name of Jesus. Amen.
Join me. You can't stop me. But I will join. I got a mind.
humbly and die. Crucified.
We pray that you have been richly blessed by this message and invite you to allow us to walk alongside you as you learn about Jesus. Stay grounded in Him through these perilous times and grow in His grace and mercy on this, our Christian journey. If you are in the Detroit area and are looking for a Spirit-filled community of worship, we welcome you to join us for Sunday morning services at 7:30 and 10:30 and Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. Please log into our website, nbbcdetroit.org, for our full schedule of events and information on our Haiti outreach missions. New Bethel is located at 8430 C.L. Franklin Boulevard in Midtown Detroit. We are here because we want to reach the lost. We are here because we want to strengthen the saved. We are here because we are the salt of the earth and the light of the world, a city on a hill that cannot be hid. I'm your host, Elder Anne Marie Jewell, a fellow servant in Christ. May God bless you, and may the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Amen.
Come on to Jesus. He's waiting on you. Come on to Jesus. He's waiting on you. You ain't got to get ready. He's waiting.